Welcome to Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stick around for the next hour and a half of Italian folk music, and here we're listening to Riccardo Tesi and a track called A Corsa from his latest album, Presente Remoto.
Thank you. danei, lo bel galan, l'imbatruela, me galanti a vi bunker, demni mi vede angustatur, me galanti a vi bunker, demni mi vede angustatur, e mina vineria ti telenei, se vedei sal flambo prinsegna, me galan se feisse long, assi la turbi tria la flambo. Me galan se feisse long, assi la turbi tria la flambo. E alla vis la cura in fiamma, alla vis la torvisca, anta la mara se campa, alla vis la torvisca, anta la mara se campa, la bella l'aspettati talanei, che talanei, all'aspettalo. Quella vista mardia, de dalla tura se campa. Quella vista mardia, de dalla tura se campa. Thank you.
That was Beppe Gambetta from one of his early albums, Dialogues, which was 20 years ago. He decided to travel around the US and record, go and knock on the doors of different people, musicians that he esteemed, and ask them if he could record with them. And that was one of the tracks that he did. It's called Scotland. He actually since then has just released a new album called Rendezvous, and that one features, it's sort of like a return in a way to the way of wandering around and recording with musicians that he loves, but they're not all American this time. There's a whole bunch of different people. Anyway, that was a great little track. And I started off there with Ariondassa from an album called In Cerca di Grane. And the track, it's in dialect. It's Chi veul senti bon coeur, if that's my correct pronunciation. Some of those northern Italian dialects have a very French sound, and I don't speak French, but of course parlo italiano invece. E quindi benvenuti a Give Them the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull, sono le 8:10 più o meno qui su CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. Oggi ho un'ora e mezza di musica italiana per voi. Vorrei proporvi adesso un disco nuovo che mi è arrivato poco tempo fa dalle persone della etichetta Suoni e Armonie, Radici Music Records, che sono di Firenze. Grazie mille per avermi spedito queste belle cose. Un gruppo che io non conosco, una cantante che comunque, leggendo poi le informazioni sul disco, si chiama Laura Conti e sembra che lei sia una cantante e anche attrice abbastanza nota in Italia. Prima faceva altra musica, adesso sta facendo, per esempio con questo gruppo Yves Adore, fa musica un po' più tradizionale, musica folk, musica etnica. Invece prima ha lavorato per esempio con Paolo Conte, Giorgio Gaslini, Giorgio Albertazzi negli anni 90. Invece adesso qua fa delle canzoni del Piemonte. Quindi ascoltiamo adesso un pezzo che si chiama Papà, dammi la bella.
Papà, dammi la bella, papà, dammi la bella, dammi la bella, dammi la bella, dammi la bella, che mi la vuoi. Dammi la bella, dammi la bella, dammi la bella, se non mi muori. Con vos tu mai chi passa, con vos tu mai chi passa, dammi la bella, dammi la bella, dammi la bella, che mi può spa. Perché so pare, perché so pare, perché so pare, la tensara. Papà, fepe in giardino, papà, fepe in giardino, tu fe lo fe di rose e fior, pare la bella, mi ratta tu. Tu fe lo fe di rose e fior, pare la bella mi ratta tu. Tu din da zio per fiori, tu din da zio per fiori, ma la più bella, ma la più bella, ma la più bella la zio va. Perché so pare, perché so pare, perché so pare la penserà. Papà, fai su nel ciò che fai su un lungo distese, di cale motti al re anglese. Fai su un lungo distese, di cale motti al re anglese. La bella la finestra, la bella la finestra, alla ciamaia e suo ausin, chi lui le morti questa mattin. Alla ciamaia e suo ausin, chi lui le morti questa mattin. Bella, tu brieso bello, bella, tu brieso bello, alle lu morti vostri mamur, ande ancesa fai e iulur. Alle lu morti vostri mamur, ande ancesa fai e iulur. La bella vanta stanza, la bella vanta stanza, svita bianca, svita più re, di mio pare la semende. Svita bianca, svita più re, di mio pare la semende. La sonde, mi la sonde, basta che
che piante le ha più re, e la son de mi e la son de, basta che piante le ha più re. La bella vanta stanzia, la bella vanta stanzia, tutta la vesta scritta i guan, a cala giù di tampioranda, tutta la vesta scritta i guan, a cala giù di tampioranda. Quando le stai d'ancesa, quando le stai d'ancesa, alto dal re le resuscite, venga io bellando ma scusè, alto dal re le resuscite.
Più non so e saprei. stelle già dal tramonto si contendono il cielo a frotte, luci meticolose nell'insegnarti la notte. Un asino dai passi uguali, compagno del tuo ritorno, scandisce la distanza lungo il morire del giorno. Ai tuoi occhi il deserto, una distesa di segature, minuscoli frammenti della fatica della natura. Gli uomini della sabbia hanno profili d'assassini, rinchiusi nei silenzi d'una prigione senza confini. La tua mano accarezza il disegno di una bambola magra intagliata nel legno. La vestirai, Maria, ritornerai a quei giochi lasciati quando i tuoi anni erano così pochi. Lei volò fra le tue braccia come una rondine, e le sue dita come lacrime dal tuo ciglio alla gola suggerivano al viso una volta ignorato la tenerezza d'un sorriso, un affetto quasi implorato. E lo stupore nei tuoi occhi salì dalle tue mani, che vuote intorno alle sue spalle si colmarono ai fianchi della forma precisa d'una vita recente, di quel segreto che si svela quando lievita il ventre. È a te che cercavi il motivo di un inganno inespresso dal volto. Lei propose l'inquieto ricordo tra i resti di un sogno raccolto.
Fabrizio De André, from an album of many years ago, De André in Concerto, a live recording, and that track Il Ritorno di Giuseppe. fabulous cantautore, singer-songwriter. Unfortunately, no longer with us. Fabrizio D'Andrea was from Genova and often sang in his native dialect. Before that, Elena Ledda, a Sardinian singer who has many albums under her belt. This one from 2003 called Amargura and the track of the same name. She had recently released an album, also a live recording, and also one with Andrea Parodi, who was a very well-known Sardinian singer who died of cancer a couple of years ago. And he was the lead singer, frontman of a famous group from rock group from Sardinia called Itazenda. Started off there with Laura Conti and Aivador from an album called, actually, the track is called Papa de Milavela, from an album of theirs called No Se Amor, Our Loves. It's Piemontese dialect, and she is a singer who probably started out more in the jazz world, won a couple of world-famous contests as a singer back in the 80s and 90s, but most recently has been involved in folk music and traditional song and teamed up with this group of folk musicians. Put out an album called No Se Amor. This CD that I got it from, though, is a compilation CD put out on the Radici Music Records label, and it's called Italian Roots, very simple, Italian folk music. It's a nice compilation. Some of the bands on it, I have CDs of theirs. I've already heard of them. Others are new to me. The next band I'm going to play is one that I'm slightly familiar with, too. I have an album of theirs also out on the same label called Just Live. It's a live album. The group is called I Violan. We'll play a track called Luna, which is Moon. And just a little bit about I Violan. They do music, very interesting folk music. The leader and conductor and founder of the group called Lele Chiodi is from Povullo, which is in the province of Modena. And he's the only original member still in the group, and he's been a researcher of popular folk songs from his area for a long time. Comes from a family of storytellers, and his mother and father, sorry, mother and aunt had a big repertoire of stories and songs. He once collected those songs, but he said he had to face a dilemma, either follow the folk tradition, trying to reproduce it philologically, or always keeping an eye on tradition, try to reinterpret it along the lines of personal taste, knowing that, you know, different styles and different musical possibilities might lead him in different directions. That's the path that he has chosen, and Francesco Guccini writes in the liner notes that thanks to all the experienced musicians who've helped him in the process, he's managed to do that. And the result is a collection of highly evocative songs, sometimes sung a cappella in thirds and sometimes with arrangements that seem far from the northern Italian musical traditions, but which help to give new luster to verses that are centuries old. So this is the group I Violan from an album of live songs, and it features the beautiful voices of Lele Chiodi and other musicians.
Sa ben leggere piangerò. Anna risposta, rispose subito il canadì. Così comando, così voglio, così sarà. E in quel momento una portiera tirata su, e Diana venne che la figliola di Schimisciò. Mostrò si allegra e spiritosa e con maniera assai graziosa, cortesemente fece un inchino a Barucabà.
An extraordinary sounding song there. That is from an album called I Suoni del Pollino, the Pollino Sounds, and it's traditional music of the northeastern part of Calabria known as the Alto Ionio, or perhaps the better part of the ancient Enotria found between the Crati River and the Siris River between the Pollino Park and the Gulf of Taranto. And that instrument that you heard there is called the cup cup or il cup cup, It's a friction drum. It's musical. It's an instrument with onomatopoeic name. Consists of a piece of cane inserted to the middle of a braced animal skin on a drum with a closed bottom. The sound is made by running a wet hand up and down the cane. It was made with any type of container, for example, a conical-shaped wooden measuring cup or a tin for peeled tomatoes or maybe and a pig membrane. It's an ephemeral instrument which was usually played at the killing of a pig, a very important yearly event, or at carnival. The cup that they recorded on this album is made with an old measuring cup for wheat and a goat skin. One of the musicians in the album says for him that the song of the cup is closely linked to the memories of childhood. It's a very interesting album. It's three musicians only, and Walter Astorino, who is a player of the chitarra battente, and then there's also Pietro Revri and Francisco Rusciano, Uncle Francis. The sweet meat, that was his nickname. Interesting. It's called Sonate Calabresi, Calabrian Sonatas, and it's out on the Radici Music label too, I Suoni del Polino. And they play, that track doesn't feature it, but many of the songs actually feature the Calabrian bagpipe, the Calabrian zampogna. Very weird instrument indeed. Very cool. Before that, the lovely voices of I Violan, who are a group from northern Italy, from the Modena region, and they are consisting of Lele Chiodi, who is the founding member of the group, on vocals, along with two other voices, Lauro Bernardoni and Carlo Pagliai. The guitars are handled by Giorgio Albiani, and Silvio Trotta plays the mandolin, the chitarra battente, and mandocello. Wonderful music, very interesting storytelling music from northern Italy, stuff that you're not likely to hear every day. And you are listening to Give Them the Boot. It's already 20 to 9. Wow, how time flies. It's CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, and this is the Italian Folk Music Show, which happens every Tuesday morning from 8 till 9:30. And I'm happy to be here again this morning to play some interesting Italian traditional music and not so traditional, a mix of everything from folk music, singer-songwriters, a bit of jazz, some pop in there sometimes. It's a bit of everything. I'd like to play next, though, another Sardinian vocalist, Franca Masu, who, in fact, sort of straddles the line of traditional music and jazz. She's got a very interesting voice. She also doesn't sing in Italian or Sardinian, for that matter. She sings in the Catalan dialect of her native town of Alghero in the very northwest of Sardinia. She has an album from a few years ago called Aquamare, and this song is called Tria la Vida.
Com a nombra sol, tot vora la mar, cadava el meu silenci, tancat dins dels meus ulls, i la meva pell plena de llum. Ja s'adormia esperant encontrar-te. Fràgil inquietud, ànima del món, pateixes tal com jo la teva existència i tant. Resta una distància que no mereix i me salenteix quan m'acostes la cara i voldria confiar-te. Portas Juga niño mío, chico, fill del vent, entenguis prou. O meu carinho, només un gest. Resti la innocència, senzillament. Adonaràs que has obert els teus braços com en un bressó. Tot vorà la mà que dava el meu silenci tancat dins dels meus ulls i la meva pell plena aquell llum ja s'adormia esperant d'encontrar-te per poder repetir-te.
cède, venio papà, luce lucente, limite sua sciminia, venne lugazzo da zi Maria, isti, isti, da casa mia, isti.
Io qui che sirma e donaio sarguaturi e con cosmo to vengari ama santa criaturi, ti ne come ti fai fare che ada ce vuoi fai.
Nista Nimera, Core è il nome della canzone, dal disco dello stesso nome. E infatti loro fanno una musica della, diciamo, musica greca del sud Italia, quindi musica della tradizione greca, perché poi nel sud Italia, nel Salento, ci sono storicamente stati tanti migranti greci. Quindi questa musica è una ricerca sulle radici diciamo della musica greca nella storia del sud Italia. Prima di cui Bizantina è un altro gruppo che fa ricerca sulla musica tradizionale del sud Italia, un disco di nome Zahir, il brano Adriatica. Un bel disco che ho ricevuto ultimamente, sempre da Radici Music, una casa discografica molto interessante. Quel brano lì aveva Mauro De Lillo, stato scritto da lui, e suonava lui la batteria anche in quel brano lì. C'era il Darbuka Eric di Rocco Zecco, il sax soprano di Susanna Crociani, Buzzuki, fisarmonica, basso e batteria. Molto interessante, Bizantina. Abbiamo sentito invece all'inizio Franca Massu, grande cantante sarda, dal suo disco Acquamare, Tria la vida si chiama il brano. Credo che sia la fisarmonica di Fausto Beccalossi, un grande fisarmonicista che suona anche con il Gram Lott Ensemble di Simone Guiducci, che ho fatto sentire in altre settimane. E allora adesso andiamo avanti invece con altre musiche tradizionali. Musicanti del piccolo borgo si chiamano, è un disco si chiama Fiore di tutti i fiori. Marika Spiezia, voce e chitarra, Silvio Trotta di nuovo, che lui era nell'altro gruppo che suonava mandolino, mandocello con il gruppo Violan, Stefano Tartaglia, Piffero Zampogna, eccetera, Alessandro Bruni basso, Mauro Bassano fisarmonica, Andrea Piccioni tamburello. E questi musicisti esistono già dalla metà degli anni 70 come gruppo, e infatti loro sono uno dei gruppi storici del folk revival in Italia, formatosi ecco negli anni 70, hanno sempre fatto ricerca e interpretazioni della musica folk tradizionale dal centro-sud Italia. E qui sentiamo il pezzo Fiore de tutti fiori.
Fiore di tutti i fiori, fior che m'annuncia via chi ti stringe, chi ti abbraccia, via da chi ti stringe, chi ti abbraccia, chi te la bacerà la tua boccuccia. Butta la paglia al mare, se ne va al forno, altro la butta al fiume, va galleggiana. Fior de gallina, i figli vanno bene a mamma sua, i figli vanno bene a mamma sua, i voglio bene alla speranza mia. San Pietro non l'ha avuto, oi tanti baci, quanto te ne danno a te l'amice. Fior d'amarante, canzonata a me da retta a tante. Dai retta a tante, se te la menterò da te tutti i venti.
Has jazz, opera, choirs, symphonies, and more. Visit www.music.ubc.ca for listings of free and nearly free musical elixirs to keep you warm all winter long.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's just past 9 o'clock. I'm Linda Bull and this is Give 'em the Boot, Italian folk music from 8 until 9.30 every Tuesday morning. Not forgetting, too, that if you can't listen in real time and you'd like to go and check out the podcast, we have this feature here at CITR. You can go to www.citr.ca, click on the Schedules and Podcasts link, then click on the name of the show. Mine's called Give 'em the Boot. And you'll see an archived listing of shows, including this one and many shows that have happened previous weeks. And I do put the list of the playlist of songs that I've played. So if you're interested in knowing what music you've been listening to, you can also always give me a call here in the studio, 604-822-2487, if you want to have a chat briefly. Or you can email me at givetheboot@gmail.com. That's givetheboot@gmail.com. Also, myspace.com/givetheboot. And that has a very extensive list of links to musicians whose music I admire and play on the show. So what was I going to say next? Oh, yes, events. What's going on in Italian in Vancouver? Well, the Italian Cultural Centre, which is out on the east side, just past Commercial Drive off West Broadway, they have a movie night, and in fact it's happening. The first movie of 2009 will be on Monday night, the 12th of January, beginning at 7 o'clock in the museum. Admission is free, as always. And the movie is Volere Volare. It's a Maurizio Nicchetti film from 1991. Maurizio and Patrizio are brothers who run a company that dubs films. Maurizio, shy and clumsy, falls in love with Martina, a call girl who helps people fulfill their fantasies in surprising ways. Her clients are harmless if eccentric, and she sees herself as a social worker. Some strange allergies that turn Maurizio into a cartoon complicate their love story. After the movie, they'll also be discussing it in Italian. So that sounds like a great film. Maurizio Nicchetti, I haven't seen that one, actually. He's made many other great films. He's an interesting comic who also does these films that often have this sort of, they're a strange, not quite realistic aspect to the film, like this one here where the character becomes a cartoon character. And they also have Italian courses. If you're interested in learning Italian, you can check out the italianculturalcentre.ca website. And they have a language school there with lots of adult classes, evening classes, if you wanted to learn Italian. So that's italianculturalcentre.ca. Also, the Italian Institute of Culture, Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, also hosts a number of wonderful events every month, and not just cinema, but also they do lectures to do with everything from science to history to archaeology, also bring musicians to town. And January has a few interesting things. There's a film by Roberto Benigni, and it's called Pinocchio, and it's Roberto Benigni's version of the very legendary tale of Pinocchio. It's a poetic and fascinating cinematic rendition of Carlo Collodi's masterpiece fantasy about a wooden puppet who turns into a boy. Le Avventure di Pinocchio was first published in Italy in 1883. Wow, that's a long time ago. So more than 100 years. And if you've ever seen Roberto Benigni, you'll know that it'll be a fun film. He's a hilarious actor, and he produced this film as well. It's in Italian with English subtitles. And it'll be happening at 6 p.m. Wednesday, January 14th at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, which is on 510 West Hastings Street. It's on the fifth floor, 500 of 510 West Hastings Street, Vancouver. You don't need to pre-register. You can just wander in. 6 o'clock is when it's due to start, so don't be late. And it's free admission. And they're also doing a film club in Italian, and it's a new initiative that the Institute is starting, a film club in Italian that's free for Italian Institute of Culture members, which costs $15 a year if you're not a member. You can watch recent Italian films and then discuss them in Italian. So if your Italian is good enough, or you're learning Italian and you want to, practice and listen to films that don't have subtitles and then talk about them, then that's for you. It's starting on Tuesday, January 20th, and going until Tuesday, June 9th. You can get information at the Italian Institute of Culture. Later in the month also, there'll be a talk about, it's an archaeological discussion, Against the Grain, Jesus and Paul in Light of Roman Imperial Ideology. And that's a talk that will be part of the Parli Italia lecture by UBC's Dr. Dietmar Neufeld. That will be happening on January 21st. And in the music scene, at the end of the month, January 22nd, Eduardo Catemario. He's a guitarist. He's on tour in BC. He's got an impressive repertoire of solo works and concertos for guitar and orchestra. He teaches at the Accademia Musicale di Firenze. He's won many prestigious prizes, including the Segovia Prize. And he will be doing various times and venues around the Lower Mainland. He's going to be on tour between January 22nd and February 12th. If you'd want information, call reservations 604-241-2434. The Italian Institute of Culture will be able to let you know what's going on. They don't have the actual dates there for when he's playing at the Institute, but it's going to be classical guitar. So that's what's happening in Italian around Vancouver for the month of January. It's 10 past 9 here, about 20 minutes left on Given the Boot. One of my favourite musicians in the Italian folk world is Riccardo Tesi, whose music I used this morning as my theme. And he's a long and prodigious history, many, many albums under his belt, as well as playing on many other people's albums. He also had has a group that has done a lot of touring. They even came to Vancouver at one stage. Band Italia, Riccardo Tesi and Band Italia had a number of albums out. One of the albums is called Lune, and this track is from that. It's called Scapoli. He is an accordion player, the diatonic accordion player, also an ex-teacher of Filippo Gambetta.
Thank you. passare su vaghe vaghe sopra del loro mulo ballare 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 ballare. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Stefano Zuffi. Stefano Zuffi e Neumatica sono dell'Emilia Romagna, fanno musica tradizionale della regione, dedicata alle figure femminile della terra di Federico Fellini. Manfrine è il nome di quel brano lì, bellissimo comunque. Stefano Zuffi e Neumatica, e questo viene dal disco Italian Roots, che è un compilation di musica italiana tradizionale, e vi farò sentire ancora un altro pezzo di questo disco prima di andare via. Allora, state ascoltando Given the Boot, io sono Linda Bull, questo è CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. Sono le 9.23 del martedì gennaio, il 6 gennaio. Siamo qui, io sono qui per altri 5 minuti più o meno, e spero che vi siete divertiti oggi ad ascoltare un po' di musica italiana. Ci vedremo la settimana prossima sicuramente alle 8 come al solito, e comunque alle 9:30 non scordatevi che viene Bryce Dunn a fare la sua trasmissione Third Time's the Charm, se volete ascoltare un po' di musica rock e pop. E allora, adesso invece Via Medina, un gruppo che fa musica del sud Italia, Simme li Povere, il nome di quel brano, di questo brano che vi farò sentire.
Festa mezzo mare, col Simone, col barcone che accurtava lo calascione.
Paglio, paglio, calamara, viga, festa mezzo mare, col Simone, col barcone che accurtava lo calascione.
Ma Simone che rimbetta, che suonava una trombetta, e nuriava la birbona, che allisciava lo furcottone.
Ma Simone che rimbetta, che suonava una trombetta, e nuriava la birbona, che allisciava lo furcottone.
Dell'Ariana quando comparista, luce la trovulata rischiarà.
Figura lì stella, torna, torna, era notte pare a mezz'ora.
razze du canterra, faccia razze du canterra.
Festa mezzo mare, con Simone, con Barcona, che accordavano un galascione.
Baglo, baglo, calamara, amica, festa mezzo mare, con Simone, con Barcona, che accordavano un galascione.
A Simone che rimbetta, che suonava una trombetta, e nuriava la birbona, che allisciava il forcottone.
A Simone che rimbetta, che suonava una trombetta.